This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we wouldn't have thought in the last couple of years in the Western Corn Belt that we'd be wanting a break in rain. Iowa certainly has gotten its share, even though some spots are starting to dry out again. My family in Minnesota has been talking about how they've been screaming at Mother Nature to turn the spigot off for a little bit as well. It's made us appreciate some of the fail-safes we have in place to help mitigate damage water can do to our fields, and that would be the tiling systems we have underground. But we need to worry about upgrades and maintenance and so much more, and we talk about that next.
Stay up to date on the latest news impacting the soybean industry by attending the Iowa Soybean Association's Summer Soy Series, coming to a community near you. Hear the latest insights on issues directly impacting farmer profitability, productivity, and sustainability, including soybean demand, research, policy, and more. Register by June 17th and be entered for a chance to win an ISA-branded cooler and special door prizes. Register today at iasoybeans.com/events. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 37,000 soybean farmers.
Many farms have been upgrading their tiling systems to either add to the existing system they have in place or replacing old broken tile. It's by no means something new that we have in agriculture, but it's a tool that's been modernized in the past few years. Troy Alsma is with Kartechner Brothers, LLC, and he talks about how modern systems are improving.
Some of the benefits are is we see drain tile, it helps control the moisture that's in the dirt profile of the soil. We're not trying to dry out the soil 100%. All we're doing is we're taking the excess moisture that the soil can't handle. And really, it preps the ground for when there is a heavy rainfall so that that soil is able to soak up some of that excess moisture and it gets able to, you know, go into the ground rather than running over the surface. That's creating a lot of washouts and all this eroded topsoil that essentially ends up in our rivers, the creeks. So really having that tile in there, it helps keep your topsoil right where it's needed, right in the farm field.
Of course, the work doesn't end with installation. There's still maintenance, especially if you're still using some of the old clay tiles.
What we like to do is we like to look at the field's history, and we'll go over the past few decades and determine, you know, where the problem areas are, and especially talking to the farmer and having them explain it, because they're the ones that have been working it, you know, normally for those decades themselves. But then we will look at the topography of the entire farm and determine the best layout for the tile lines to receive the optimum drainage.
While the upfront cost can be a tough pill to swallow, the return on investment is usually pretty rapid.
You know, tiling, it's an investment that it's not going to lose money. You know, it's going to be there. Once it's actually installed, there's not a lot of maintenance and, you know, money that you have to stick back into it. Most of these farmers, they're trying to get the most out of the land that they already have. You know, most tiling investments will be paid back in under 5 years. It depends on the conditions. There's a lot that goes into those factors as well. But, you know, yields as well too. There's an average of about, you know, a 20% yield increase. And well, if you're in an area that gets completely flooded every year, you know, that's going to be a 100% yield increase in that area.
And after the spring we've had in the Western Corn Belt, it's not too early to be planning for upgrades after harvest.
It's nice to get that taken care of beforehand. You know, just like the roof on your house, you don't let a leak come into your house before you fix it. You try and be preventative about it and get it fixed beforehand, because sometimes it's not too late, but you end up causing, you know, more problems rather than just trying to fix it immediately.
I'm Dustin Huffman.